Carina Press and Harper Audio present In His Protection by Sandra Owens, performed by Patrick Zeller. This book is dedicated to Brianna. You were loved so hard, sweet butterfly girl, and you will forever be missed so hard. Chapter 1.
Damn. You shot the sheriff.
Tristan Church glared at his brother while considering putting his ass on the ground. For one, stating the obvious while Tristan tried to convince himself that he was having a nightmare, that he had not, in fact, shot the sheriff. For another, he seriously wanted to wipe that smirk off his brother's face. But he'd have to take Cade down some other time. At the moment, he had to accept that he wasn't in the middle of a nightmare, that he actually had shot the sheriff. He was never going to hear the end of it. Even his dog was giving him the side eye. Fuzz cozied up to the sheriff as if too embarrassed by his person to be seen with him. Traitor.
The hell, Chief, you shot me?
Sheriff Skylar Morgan yelled, glaring at him as red paint dripped down her arm.
You can't tell the difference between me and the bad guy? You have your eyes checked lately?
He narrowed said eyes. I had the bank robber in my sights, Sheriff. You jumped in front of him. Skye was the bane of his existence. She was their county sheriff, and he was the city police chief. They bashed heads over everything, mostly because she was more stubborn than Old Man Earl's goat. He wanted her out of his life. And he wanted to lock his lips on hers and kiss that sass right out of her mouth. He wasn't sure which he wanted more, but he was sure about one thing. He'd go to his grave before admitting he liked her sass.
If a hostage jumps in front of the bad guy, you gonna shoot him too?
She poked a finger into his chest, leaving a red fingerprint on his t-shirt. She had him there. And that chafed. He leaned down, putting his face inches from hers. No. I only like shooting sheriffs. And as hard as he tried to forget, he knew her intimately. Knew her soft sighs and the feel of her fingernails scraping down his back. He hadn't been able to. A year later, he still had erotic dreams of her. Not as many as he used to, but they still happened. He shook his head to rid it of images of a naked sky under him.
Let's try this again, Cade said. Then smirked at Tristan with entirely too much amusement in his eyes. Try not to shoot the sheriff this time, brother. When did you say your leave was up? Tomorrow, right?
His brother was Delta Force, stationed at Fort Bragg. He was also downright annoying.
You trying to get rid of me?
Cade slapped him on the back.
If I didn't know you loved me, my feelings would be hurt.
Since when do you have feelings? He muttered, turning his back on Cade's laughter so his brother wouldn't see his grin. Cade gave a sharp whistle.
All right, people, let's give this drill another go.
Don't shoot me this time, Skye said as she passed him. Tristan wondered if the only way to shut her up was to kiss her.
I'd never shoot you, even accidentally, beautiful Skylar.
Cade winked at her, then monkeyed his way up the ladder to his tower. Tristan lost his grin. Cade was the only person in the world besides him and Skye who knew about that night. His brother also knew how to annoy him, and since that was one of Cade's favorite things to do, he flirted with Skye whenever Tristan was around. The law enforcement officers, some Skye's people and some his, took their places. A few years ago, Tristan had talked Cade into conducting training drills with his officers. After the drill was over, they'd have target practice. 5 months ago, Skye had showed up with her deputies and crashed the party. Tristan still didn't know how she'd learned the drills. Since Marsville's squirrely mayor considered himself an expert with a weapon, and since Luther would love playing cops and robbers, and since he was as likely to shoot himself in the foot, or, God help them, one of them, the drills and especially target practice were top secret. Every one of Tristan's officers had been sworn to secrecy, and the location was out in the boondocks on 2 acres he had bought for next to nothing. No one was supposed to know about this place outside of his police force and his brothers,
But Tristan had a sneaking suspicion Cade...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?